You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX. Three-time gold medal Olympian Kristen Armstrong arrived to a hero's welcome at the Boise Airport Monday afternoon. Since then, the Idaho native says she's been going nonstop. Since she won the cycling event of time trial, she says she's been constantly stopped by people calling out congratulations and asking to pose for pictures. I caught up with Armstrong at the Jump Center in downtown Boise this morning. She was getting ready to speak at a luncheon with Select Health Insurance, a company she partners with. We talked about the Olympics, her involvement with the community, and what's next for the 43-year-old. I asked her to go back through the last year and a half and talk about how she started getting ready for Rio.
Yeah, you know, it's been 16 months since I announced my comeback. It was a long process before I could actually make the Rio team. I didn't find out I made the Rio team until this past June, so about 3 months ago. And then there was, you know, definitely some hurdles. I have had kind of an up and down year. It wasn't an easy journey. And going to Rio, I wasn't sure. You know, I think that I'm up against the best in the world, and that knowing that you have to have be 110% on, and you have to have all the stars aligned. And so, yeah, I felt prepared. And as far as the outcome goes, it could have been anyone's day. But I think that my attention to detail was what put me on the top step.
You're out there, you're on a grueling, rainy course, you've got a bloody nose. What was going through your mind as you were making that race?
You know, I think it's just, it's called the race of truth for a reason. It's basically you against the clock. It's the strongest woman wins, and it was a very difficult course. The rain made it much more difficult, and so I had to decide what risk I needed to take and what risk I weren't willing to take, because it might not help me win if I go down. I was just focusing on winning a third gold medal and how awesome that would be, and time trial is all about focusing and not losing focus and thinking about and letting your mind wander. So that's what I did, and I stayed focused and was very pleased with how I could keep that concentration for 43 minutes.
There's a great shot of you at the end of the race when you ask, did I win? And then you just sort of collapse. What went through your mind at that moment?
I think that there was a lot of emotions going through at that moment. When I crossed the line, I didn't know I won. I knew it was going to be a very close race. When I found out that I won, I think there were some emotions running through. It was excitement. It was complete exhaustion. It was satisfaction. You name it, I think it was going through my body. And as they had said in the headlines, that Kristen Armstrong wins gold and then takes a nap. And I think that depicts exactly what I did, is I just wanted to take a nap. Sometimes you, just like my son asked me, he asked me, Mama, why are you crying? And I didn't say anything, and he came back and said, didn't you win the bike race? And I said, yeah. And he said, then why are you crying? And I said, I'll have to explain that to you later, Lucas, but sometimes when you are so happy and exhausted and are full of with joy, sometimes you cry instead of laugh. And I forgot that maybe a five-year-old hasn't gone through that deep of an emotion by five.
So is this your last Olympics? You've talked about retirement, but are you going to retire? Have you retired? Do you know yet?
Yeah, you know, I'm not talking about what's next for me in the sport of cycling. If I mention that I retire, then I get questioned on, do I really retire? So actually, I'm just here to enjoy the moment. And, you know, if I decide not to race anymore, I probably won't come out and say I'm retiring. I'll always be part of the sport. I'm here to stay in the sport, and I think that's what's most important, whether I play a different role or if I'm on the bike. But at this moment, you know, that question has been asked every year, and I've given an answer, and I've made a couple comebacks. And so, yeah, it became the focus the last couple times, and this time around, I'll be in the sport in some capacity.
What's next for you when things do calm down a little bit? We have a citywide celebration that's coming up, and when things do calm down a little bit, what are your plans? What do you hope to do?
What's next? You know, I feel very fortunate that the last 4 years I've been an employee of St. Luke's Health System. I've been their manager for community health, and I feel like what I get to do alongside of organizations like St. Luke's, Select Health, to improve the health of people in our state of Idaho. I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to pour my passion into my own state, and it means a lot. Not saying I can't spread my message outside the state, but you know, for me to be able to really make an impact, it feels really good.
3-time gold medal winner Kristen Armstrong says she hopes she can give back to Boise for all the city has given to her. The mayor's office is planning a special celebration for Armstrong on August 28th.